A regular contributor on our show is Jed Zarb from the Blue Mountains. He's got a new single. It's called The Archibald Hotel. Let's have a listen.
Here's to Archie Bell and the Archibald Hotel. Here's to drinking high above that city we call hell. Here's to all gone.
A lot of Jed's songs include a lot of drinking. We will discuss that in the next couple of minutes as he joins me. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks. Yeah, really well. Just come from the gym. Just trying to get ready for the live shows coming back. Get myself in a bit of shape.
Excellent. Well, that's what I wanted to start by asking. Not so much about your shape, but how are things around the area of the Archibald Hotel? Because the bushfires were pretty bad earlier this year.
Yeah, we got smashed in January up in Bilpin. The fire came right through the town and pretty much took out, you know, all the forest surrounding and a few establishments. But it's starting to grow back nicely and, you know, the community's sort of repairing and people have helped each other out. So things are coming back to normal now on that front.
It is one of the truly amazing things about the Australian bush community that when something like that happens, everybody bands together to fight it and then also to try and regenerate just like the bush does.
Well, that's what we've done here. And you know, I guess we're very similar to a lot of other, you know, we have that Australian spirit here as to, you know, many other communities across the nation, but the Archibald Hotel was just a tribute to that, really. That's what the song's about. It's just when those fires came through, you know, everybody pitched in and helped each other. The fire brigade, you know, rural fire brigade, they're only volunteers, did a marvellous job, and then, you know, every able man, woman and child got out and sort of helped, you know, clean up and help a mate where they could.
Jed, tell us a little bit about the song and a little bit about the pub as well.
Well, the song is a tribute to the community, but the pub was the centre of that. It was kind of like the hub of the community in that sense. So in a time where the pub couldn't trade at all because, you know, the roads blocked by bushfires and, you know, everything going on,
yeah.
They could have well and truly just closed their doors and put the sprinklers on and sort of left it like that, but they didn't. They threw the doors open and 24/7 and just let people come and go, all the community just come and go. They, you know, to meet there, to drop off donations there, to raise money there, to, you know, to take care of the fireys there, just give them that, you know, a drink and a feed and send them back out to fight fires again. So the song is just, has become a tribute to the community and to the hotel that was at the centre of it all.
Jed, you started by saying you're trying to get yourself in fighting shape for getting back on tour again. What's the plan over the next few months?
Well, I've got a couple of things coming up. Luckily for me, I've got this little private show coming up that'll sort of get me back in front of a microphone for the first time since March this year.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we've got the big EP launch down at Windsor Function Centre. It's going to be an incredible night. I've got a 7-piece band, you know, including Pixie Jenkins and Danny Young, the beautiful and talented Danny Young, opening the show as a guest artist and then coming on board with my band and singing all my backing vocals. So it's going to be a hell of a great night in a concert hall. And then I'm off to do the Land of 1,000 gigs the week after that. So it's all happening again for the first time this year, really.
I look forward to you making your way back up the Putty Road and perhaps being able to perform for us here in the Hunter sometime, maybe in 2021, Jed.
Oh, well, that's the plan, Andrew. I definitely want to get out and tour in 2021. I'm producing an album to sort of release later on in 2021. So the EP will sort of carry me to that point, hopefully with a little bit of touring, and then hopefully it'll take me through 2022 as well with a new album.
Well, looking forward to it all. Jed Zarb as well. As always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up down the track.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's always great talking to you, my friend, and thanks to your listeners.